Thank you, Ali. Good morning, everybody. You're all very welcome, those of you who made it through the deluge here into Norwood, and those of you who are on the webcast. So by the time we wrap up today, I hope you can draw three fundamental conclusions from what we've told you. That ADI plays an increasingly critical role at the intersection of the physical and digital domains. That we are uniquely positioned to drive future success as physical and digital opportunities inflect and enable us to drive long-term profitable and sustainable growth, and that we are in a very unique position to benefit from as the premier high-performance analog leader. And of course, the crescendo will be the new financial model, which we will unveil, as Ali said, at the end of the pitch here. So first, I'd like to talk a little bit about our business philosophy. Many of you know that we play a very long game with consistency of purpose in relation to our business, our people, and, of course, our customers. Over the past 5+ decades, we've been guided by a few core principles. One, the belief that superior innovation drives superior revenue growth and profitability. We focus on the toughest challenges out there in applications that matter most, and this is really the root of our value creation journey as a company. We believe that diversity in technologies, products, applications, and customers drives our sustainability and robustness. And we believe that if we continuously raise our standards across the company to ever higher levels of effectiveness, we extend the value we deliver to our customers, generate increasing levels of free cash flow, and ultimately improve our shareholder returns. Around a decade ago, we made a strategy pivot towards more sustainable innovation. Our focus was shifted largely to B2B applications and also in a few selected consumer applications to drive sustainable and profitable growth for ADI over the long term. As a result of these actions, greater than 90% of R&D investments were shifted to create a more effective match between our products and their applications. In addition, we created the organization structure and the capabilities to get us closer to our target markets and, of course, our customers. And as you'll see here, these shifts are now bearing fruit for ADI. As you'll see, our new product returns are encouraging, with a crop of new products that are producing revenue and taking share in the market across many diverse areas. At our 2014 Analyst Day, we presented an aggressive financial model at the time. As you'll see here, we've made very solid progress by hitting the high end of our model on all key metrics, and we're well ahead of schedule to hit our 2020 EPS target. Notably, we also successfully integrated Hittite and acquired Linear Tech, which improves our financial model even further. Out of the gates, our financials place us toward the very high end of the S&P 500, with over $5 billion in revenue, gross margins of 70%, and free cash flow margins of 37% right now. These stats alone place ADI in the top 5% of all S&P 500 companies, and the earnings power and free cash flow power of the combined company will get even better in future. The combination with LTC enables us to drive revenue and cost synergies in the short, the medium, and the long term. And in a while, Ali will walk you through the highly accretive LTC acquisition and what we think we can do in terms of our combined operating model in the years ahead. So it's really time now to talk a little bit about what the future holds for ADI. And I believe we're really well positioned, more so than we ever have been. We have a long heritage in sensing, measuring, and interpreting the physical world. And everything that we do in this company is consistent with that heritage. Over the years, we've differentiated ourselves with cutting-edge innovation, and no other company in our sphere comes close to our depth and breadth of signal processing and now power management expertise. In fact, we have more than 10 decades of accumulated know-how and IP across ADI, Hittite, and LTC. And most importantly, the dedicated, focused, and talented employees to deliver the value. And ADI technology has made possible many extraordinary things that are now commonplace in the business world and in our lives. For example, industrial OEMs depend on ADI solutions to enable precise measurement and control of their critical processes. We supply analog solutions for critical healthcare systems that save lives every day. Every packet of cellular data is processed in ADI silicon. And automotive OEMs are increasingly depending on ADI to guide their innovation processes and decisions. In addition, we've aggressively leveraged our balance sheet to drive value. While the overarching theme of consolidation in our industry in recent times has been driven by rationalization of costs in a maturing industry, we've taken a very different tack. Our M&A strategy has been firmly driven by customer needs and our desire for sustainable, long-term, profitable growth. With the acquisitions of Hittite and LTC, we've increased our scale and scope enormously in the analog sector. We've also made some exciting tuck-in acquisitions that you'll hear about during the course of the day here. And with approximately $1 billion in annual R&D spend, we intend to remain on the cutting edge of what's possible. So what makes the combination of ADI and LTC so compelling? Well, our technologies and products are largely complementary. So together, we strengthen and diversify our capabilities and increase both our scope and scale in signal processing and power management. That's the complete spectrum of analog. We now have a number one or number two position in all the critical analog technology areas. Our exposure to B2B markets is increased, which further enhances our diversity and robustness. And in fact, we just about double our addressable market. Though we have some overlap in customer engagements, the primary emphasis for ADI over the years has been on directly serving the largest 1,000 customers or so. With the addition of the LTC sales and FAE team, we can now directly engage with about 3,500 to 4,000 customers directly. And significantly, the addition of LTC is immediately accretive to non-GAAP EPS and free cash flow. And as a result, as I said earlier, we've created a best-in-class financial model. Now, where most of these mergers get derailed is in figuring out how to integrate two different cultures. In our case, we're combining two world-class companies, and as such, we've adopted a best-of-both approach to our integration. Thus, we're being very patient and very, very careful in the integration process. Of course, our cultures are different, but I view this as a source of strength that comes from our diversity. We share the same business values, as we're both focused on innovation with a great passion for serving our customers, ultimately with a mind towards the creation of long-term value. That's basically in our DNA. We've begun our journey together by combining LTC leaders into critical roles in the ADI leadership team across all functions in the new company. Across all aspects of running our companies, we each do some things better than the other. And where this is the case, we adopt the best approach, irrespective of its origin. In essence, we're developing a new operating system for ADI. And I'm really delighted to say we've made excellent progress in pollinating ideas, knowledge, and processes across our R&D, sales, and operations teams. In our business, brand matters, and as LTC's power brand is synonymous with the highest performance power technologies, we're maintaining that brand as a key source of our ongoing identity. And for my ADI and LTC walkabouts, it's very clear that our people are very excited about the opportunity for the combined company and also for them as individuals. I believe we're living in a time of astonishing innovation in the information and communications technology sphere, where the world is being ubiquitously sensed, as we've talked about many times before. We're moving to a phase where humans and information technology are interacting in a more immersive way. And in this data-hungry world, analog technology is increasingly critical, as you'll see during the course of the day. The problems we tackle enable our customers to bring the worlds of physics, chemistry, and biology into ever sharper focus to enable better decisions and actions to take place. And these problems are becoming ever more difficult. In essence, analog technology set the performance benchmarks and boundaries for electronic systems. Our customers have an increasing scarcity of available analog design engineering talent, and thus they're increasingly turning to ADI to engage with them as a critical innovation partner to help them build their analog solutions across the spectrum of their product development activities. And we continue to work very hard to extend our leadership in our legacy businesses. But there are many exciting new opportunities for our technologies to drive growth as we play in areas such as Industrial 4.0, autonomous transportation, next generation mobility infrastructure, clinical grade vital signs monitoring, artificial intelligence, and augmented reality, to name just a few. And as the world becomes more digital, more autonomous, becomes more intelligent, ADI's cutting-edge capabilities create great opportunity for future value creation for our company. And we're better equipped than we've ever been to take on these challenges. And today we'll provide you with a lot more granularity about what we mean. So all that said, I believe the future looks very, very bright for ADI. Each line item of our financial model has a driver. And by the end of today's presentations, I'm confident that you'll be as excited about the drivers we have in our business, from playing in the right markets, to having the right slate of technologies, to our deep level of engagement with customers, all wrapped in a culture of operational excellence to drive tremendous shareholder returns in future. So with that, without further ado, I'd like to invite our CTO, Peter Rail, up on the stage. Peter's going to kick off the day by articulating how we innovate to drive value, what it takes to stay at the cutting edge in our business, and how we generate the scale and the scope necessary to be a leader in this complex and diverse world of analog. So with that, I will invite Peter.